Deus in auditorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Now let the new Jerusalem draw forth new sweetness from this hymn, and let the chorus celebrate with solemn joy this paschal feast. For Christ, unconquered lion, comes, the dragon crushed beneath his feet. With living voice he cries aloud, and rising wakes the dead from death. The prey that Satan had devoured, his nether kingdom must expel. A crowd of captives free at last now follows Jesus from the tomb. He triumphs filled with splendid light, in sovereign power and majesty. He forms a single commonwealth, one native land of heaven and earth. Let us entreat him with our song, as soldiers of our God and King, that rank on rank he order us within the splendor of his court. O Jesus, before mind and heart, our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us, reborn by grace, to share your triumphs evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who shine in victory over death, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I thank you on the harp. O God, my God, why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jerusalem, luce splendida fulgebis, ante Dominum Deum, alleluia. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart, to the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment. Like a swallow I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits, be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, luce splendida fulgebis, ante Dominum Deum, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth you drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy, yes, they sing. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God raised Jesus from the dead. And for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second Psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star, alleluia. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium quio derunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Iusurandum corduravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum meorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam paci. Gloria Patri et Filio
et spiri tui sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and the offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star. Alleluia. The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say, Source of all life, raise us to life. Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross. Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercession for us. Source of all life, raise us to life. Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed, may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Source of all life, raise us to life. Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy, and show greater concern for the needs of others. Source of all life, raise us to life. Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel, that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever. Source of all life, raise us to life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.